Proclamation number 7824 of 13th of February, 1961. The Endless Long Walk of the Fallen Original Spirit. The path of development of the fallen spiritual extends over endless times because the resistance was so great before the spiritual could be banished into the firmest matter, and the dissolving of this already required endless times. As a result, the material cover became increasingly looser, but there were an infinite number of deformations through which the spiritual had to pass. For in its dissolved substances it animated every work of creation for a certain time, which will one day be evident to the spiritually able to see in the shaping of the soul. The further the development progressed, the quicker the spiritual substance could leave the respective form again. For the form which enveloped it became increasingly lighter and looser, until finally all particles of a fallen original spirit had gathered again to animate the last form of the human being as a soul. It is certainly possible to speak of eternities which such a course of development has taken, but one day it will also come to an end. One day the soul will have reached the stage where it can embody itself as a human being, where it will regain ego consciousness and free will. But this last time as a human being is only a moment in time compared to the previous course through the whole of creation. But now the last decision is demanded of the once fallen original spirit, the recognition of God in free will, whom he once did not want to recognize as his God and Creator. And it is truly made easy for the human being to make the right decision of his free will. But the will is not forced. And now, during his time as a human being on earth, he will be worked on again by God's adversary, whom he had once followed into the abyss. And this one again seeks to take away or destroy people's faith in a God and Creator in order to be able to continue to keep his former following for himself. Nevertheless, the human being is not without help, for his God and Creator also struggles for his soul, because his infinite love wants to win him back again. And he truly does everything to make the human being's decision easy. He reveals himself to him as God and Creator in every way, and also conveys the knowledge to him. Yet he also respects the human being's free will. He also does not force him to make the right decision. But man has already reached a certain maturity so that it is possible for him to make the right decision, and he is constantly cared for by the love of God. For God's love reveals itself to him again and again in order to also win the human being's love. Hence the short time as a human being can bring the former original spirit full redemption from the form, because the act of salvation has been accomplished for him, which brings him strengthening of will if only he acknowledges the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. For then he also acknowledges God himself in Jesus Christ, and his will has made the right decision. And therefore it is the most important thing in earthly life that the human being finds Jesus Christ, that he hands himself over to the divine Redeemer and appeals to him for strengthening of will, for forgiveness of his original sin, and for his constant help for his earthly path. And truly, he will cover his earthly life with success. He will return to God again from whom he once originated, for he has already found him with the acknowledgement and faith in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. But he must not pass him by, for without him and his act of salvation he will not be eternally rid of his form. He will fall back into the abyss and have to start his path of development again. and he will delay it again for an infinitely long time until he is in the stage of free will again and decides correctly. Which therefore takes eternities but can also be achieved in the short time of earthly life. Yet he will never be without assistance, for God's love pursues him and seeks to shorten his path, and the being need only give up its resistance and acknowledge him. And it will become free from all form. Amen.